Welcome back. Like I said, you are tuned into On the Radar Analysis right here on Eagle FM. Now, the Vilvicha University, the Vilvicha Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education, School of Law, is excited to announce the launch of two new short courses designed to equip professionals with practical knowledge in key legal sectors. Now, this course is are tailored to meet the evolving needs of Namibia's workforce and are delivered fully online for your convenience. Now, to help me unpack this wonderful news is Professor Marvin Awarab from the Vilvicha University. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to On the Radar Analysis.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me.
Of course, pleasure is all mine. Now, can you briefly explain what the new short courses offered by the Vilvicha Faculty of Law are all about?
Okay, now we have introduced two short courses, namely the Workplace Dispute Resolution Certificate and a Certificate in Telecommunications Policy and Regulation. Now, these two short courses are designed in an aim to meet the Namibia's developmental goals in the sense that we want to equip professionals who are working in a particular area of the law or even particular area of their what they're working with, just to equip them with the necessary skills and competencies within this identified two areas of law. You'll find that there are professionals, for instance, if you look at the workplace sector, you'll find professionals who are coming from an HR background. So they know how employee relations work, but they don't know how the law is being applied to resolve workplace disputes. So the Workplace Dispute Resolution Certificate is aligned to meet the needs of line managers, trade union workers, and all those who are dealing with resolution of disputes within the workplace setting. Now, when you look at the certificate in telecommunications policy and regulation, we find that there are individuals that know the technical aspects of telecommunications, but they are not well appraised with what the law provides in regulating the telecommunications industry. So that particular certificate is therefore designed to assist those persons who are within the telecommunications sector, but they are not really appraised or they don't have a comprehensive understanding of what the law provides as regulation and policy analysis is concerned.
In other words, also media practitioners can also enroll themselves for this course, eh? And when they are reporting on law-related matters, we kind of have a know-how of exactly what is happening.
Of what the law provides and how the law regulates the media industry as a whole.
Interesting. Now, how are those short courses or those three those courses delivered, and how can interested individuals apply?
Okay, now the two short courses are offered fully online. So we are cognizant of the fact that most applicants or prospective applicants are persons who are currently employed, and obviously it will be difficult for them to sit through the full day face-to-face lectures. So we have designed them in such a way that they are offered online in the evenings, and the applications can equally be done through the university website, which is now www.wu.edu.na. So they can access the application forms there, and they can fill out the applications fully online, and the delivery of the content is equally online.
Okay. Now, for those interested, what are the admission requirements for those courses?
Now, considering that these are short courses and they are professional development courses, they should at least have grade 12 certificate with 22 points. So grade 12 certificate with 18 points in 5 best subjects with a minimum of D in English. And those who are coming out of grade 11 should at least have 22 points in 5 subjects with a minimum symbol of D in English. I mean, they will be required to analyze policy. They will be required to look at what the law provides. So it's imperative that we look at the English symbol. So we are placing it at a minimum of D.
Okay. Interesting. Awesome. Now, why should professionals consider these two short courses?
Now, this, as I've indicated earlier, they are professional development courses. And invariably, law applies to all sectors of society. Regardless of where you find yourself, there is an act of parliament or there is case law or policy which regulates and governs your behavior and your conduct.
Yeah.
Therefore, we want to extend the legal aspects to other areas such as the workplace that I've mentioned, as well as telecommunications to any policy, to allow those persons that will be now having this certificate to be able to operate and effectively discharge their duties and mandates in their respective spheres.
Okay. Now, Prof. Awarab, am I saying that right? Okay.
Yeah, spot on.
Okay, cool. Now, what is the cost of each course, short course, and where are there perhaps any additional fees that the applicants and the successful applicants can expect?
Let me start off with the application fee. So each application fee costs $230 Namibian. So Okay. Everyone who intends to submit an application fee, application form, they must be accompanied by an application fee of $230 Namibian. And the cost per certificate is $5,500 Namibian.
Okay. And how and where should applicants pay their application and course fees?
Okay. So the application fee, the application can be submitted online using the university website, www.wu.edu.na, and then when they visit the website, the application form will just simply pop up and they can complete the application form online and also attach the required documents also on the online platform. The payment can equally be done through the university's banking details, which can equally be accessed on the university website. Everything is smooth and it's effective online.
Okay.
But we are cognizant that there are persons who might not be able to visit the Belmecha University campuses physically. Mm. That's why we have made the online platform available.
Mm-hmm.
Also, those who are unable to submit or who are struggling with the university website can equally visit any of the Belmecha University campus campuses. For instance, the city campus in Bendigo
or
other satellite campuses, and they can obtain the physical hard copy of the application form, and we'll assist them with the application process.
Okay. Prof, let's go back to the cost of the short course. Did you mention only $5,500 for the short course?
Only $5,500 per course. Because we have, since it's a professional development course, unlike a full-fledged course, we have tried to reduce the amount so that every person will be able to be, will afford to either register and also enroll for the course.
Okay, and the only additional cost is the $230 Namibian for the application fee.
Application fee, that's right.
Okay. Now, when will the courses officially start and how long will they run?
Okay, the course, let me first start off by the application period. So the application period opened on the 1st of August and it is closing on the 30th of August. And the lectures are set to resume or to commence rather on the 1st of September this year. And it will be for the duration of 3 months.
So in other words, Prof, you're actually saying if I sign up for this short course, by the end of the year, I will have my certificate?
Definitely. That's the plan. We are trying to keep it short so that before the end of the year, you should have met that objective or goal you have set at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Interesting, hey? Now, Prof, can you summarize the key deadline prospective students should keep in mind?
Okay. So there are two short courses, Workplace Dispute Resolution and a Certificate in Telecommunications Policy and Regulation. The application period is running from the 1st of August to the 30th of August with the lectures commencing on the 1st of September. Minimum fee is $5,500 Namibian for the course and the application fee is $230 Namibian. Everything is easily accessible on the university website.
Now, lastly, Prof, once I do sign up for this course, the short course, let me put it like that, which is only three months, do you mean I'll be able to graduate come next year?
Once you successfully complete the course, you sit through your exams and you attain the competencies, definitely you'll be a graduate next year.
Interesting. And just like that, next year I could be having my certificate.
You'll be able to walk on the stage and get your certificate.
Okay. Bro, thank you so much for making time for us right here on the Reader Analysis and sharing that new insightful information in regards to the short courses at Velvicia.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And now for a short commercial break.